Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU football team, quarterback Lance Rongstead. Two touchdowns, this close to a third one. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm just joking here, but how in the heck did an outside linebacker catch you on that one?
He was flying, and apparently I ran out of gas. I don't know. I'm still confused myself.
You guys offensively sputtered a little bit early. Certainly things got clicking as the game progressed. What changed?
I think just our attitudes. I think we definitely had a subpar week of practice. We all came into the game very excited, very ready to play because we wanted to play for the seniors, but I don't think we're executing as well as we should have and have done for most of the year, and went to halftime and basically it wasn't as much as correcting anything that we were doing wrong. It's just kind of manning up and doing what we were supposed to.
You set a school record yardage for a quarterback in a game, over 160. Safe to say that Sunday morning you woke up a little tired?
I was a little sore. My shoulders were a little sore. I took a few more hits that game than I had previous.
You guys have all the talent a team could want offensively. It's hard satisfying everyone, getting everyone the touches that they want. You're kind of the go-between from, say, a wide receiver to the coach, aren't you? They come to you first, right?
Oh, definitely. And the coaches see that. I mean, Matt Ganrud and Cam Abrams are incredible athletes on the outside. And Justin Lee obviously proved that he definitely deserved every touch that he got this year. He averaged, I think, over 16 yards a carry this last game. And it's just so hard when you have running backs like Kropp and Bowie Miles and other slots like Christian Metz that to equally get everyone touches doesn't always work because it's just there's not that many plays in a game. However, it does work to our advantage, though, that if a defense is stopping us with the run, taking away our running backs, we also have these athletes on the outside that can really open it up.
Safe to say that you would prefer to still be having football practice in the back of your mind and not going to the gym quite yet?
Oh, definitely. I know, especially you see Duluth and St. Cloud squeezing into the playoffs there, and we were right there with Duluth and beat St. Cloud, and it's really kind of painful knowing that we are that capable of a team to do that. We just had two letdowns this year that shouldn't have happened, and that was the difference of making the playoffs and not.
Doesn't it say something about where this program has come, that an 8-3 season is a bit of a disappointment?
Oh, definitely. I know I was talking with Coach Medbury about that. He goes, if you'd have told me 8-3 at the beginning of the year, I'd have been like, all right, good year, but it just feels like we left so much left on the table yet.
At what point do you transition to the gym and get with the basketball team full-time?
I started yesterday. There wasn't much turnover. I got a call from Bowen on Sunday, asked if I'd come in and shoot around when the team got back from Denver, and started full practice on Monday.
How long does it take you to get into basketball shape?
Hopefully this year a lot quicker than the last few years. Last year I came off a knee surgery where I hadn't done much for 6 weeks to rest my knee up. The year before that I had a high ankle sprain that kept me out for a month or 6 weeks for that also. So I think this year will be definitely a quicker turnaround. My body feels a lot better than it has. I have no injuries carrying over from football. And after the first day of practice, I've surprisingly went a lot better conditioning-wise and not quite as sore today as I expected. So hopefully within the next few weeks, I'll be full go.
It's amazing. Football, contact, sport, quarterback, you're getting hit all the time. And you can go through a basketball practice and hurt the next day.
I know. It's fun, though. It's keeps me busy all year round.
How long does it take you to realize that, oh, yeah, this is basketball, I can't run over you?
It's a transition, definitely. I think 5 minutes into practice yesterday, I put somebody in the nose, and all the coaches are giving me crap because, like, here it goes again.
The makeup of this basketball team, I don't want to put too much pressure on you guys, but this could be a pretty special group, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. We're deeper than we've ever been since I've been here. We have more talent than we've ever had since I can remember. And it's really just going to be one of those years that if we step up and play our games, we're going to surprise a lot of people.
Congratulations on the honor and good luck this winter.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.